Perhaps the best known culinary tradition of the American Christmas is the fruitcake. The dense, sugary bread crammed with candied fruits is the gift you love to hate. Humorist Dave Barry once quipped that fruitcakes make ideal gifts because the Postal Service has been unable to find a way to damage them. Reporter Chris Elliott discovered an alternative at a small German bakery in central Florida.
To the untrained eye, Stollen looks like a small loaf of bread covered in sugar. But even to the untrained palate, there is no mistaking this German holiday bread for fruitcake.
It's good.
Hernan Padilla bites into a piece.
The regular fruitcake is less sweet, you know. It got some kind of a fruit in there. Yeah, I like it.
The owner of the Yalaha Country Bakery is Günter Herold, who emigrated here from Germany more than a decade ago. He's on a mission to convert America's fruitcake skeptics.
Sometimes we get, is that a fruitcake? As a question, and it seems to me that they're not very happy about fruitcakes.
One Stollen at a time.
You see the almonds, you see the golden raisins, and they are soaked in rum for a couple of days. And then you have the lemon peel and the orange peel. We call it orangeade and citronade. And then you won't see, but you can smell the other ingredients like the almond extract and the mace and the cardamom.
We have 2 minutes left on the timer.
Yes.
The exotic fruitcake, all 2.5 pounds of it, is not inexpensive. The regular Stollen is $23.50, and there's one with a 1/4-inch marzipan filling that costs $27. Why so expensive? Because they're extremely difficult to make, says one of Yalaha's bakers, Eberhard Roos. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's...
certainly 8 or 9, yeah, certainly. It's very hard. I mean, it's a procedure, you have to follow that.
For example, use the wrong raisins and the bread will be discolored. Forget to turn the oven down during the baking and the Stollen dries out. It takes such skill that the first batch of Stollens of the year are often thrown away. But for customers like Ronald Regan, who was buying bread here, it's well worth the trouble.
American fruitcake, by and large, has too much fruit in it. It becomes nothing but dried fruit with enough batter to hold it together, usually. And this style I prefer very much, with more cake and less fruit.
So is this the end of the American fruitcake tradition? Probably not. Harold says the treat isn't just hard to make, it's hardly profitable. But he says he'll keep doing it until Christmas, or at least until our fruitcake improves. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott in Yalaha, Florida.